Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Pastor Lydia. I am so glad to have you with me today. Today, our subject is entitled Sunday Word, The Last Days. Amen. I've been reading some articles and watching the news and looking at all the things that are happening as I'm studying the Word of God and talking to my Savior and recognizing that the days are becoming shorter and shorter, and our time in this dispensation is coming to an end. We're seeing the things that even Jesus spoke about in the Gospels coming to pass. We're looking at those things that are written by the apostles, in the epistles, coming to pass. And we're going to do some reading today, both in the Old Testament and in the New. So we're going to take a look at Joel chapter 2, Acts chapter 2, and 2 Timothy 3. So if you would go with me, grab your Bibles and your writing utensils so that we can take a look at the Word of God. I'm not going to be before you very long. Amen. This is more of a ministry moment for you to go back and take a look at the Word of God and the things that the Lord is expressing in His Word and that you see happening in the earth right now, and see that you will see exactly the same things that I'm seeing. It is very troubling to see the state of intensity of humankind right now. We have lost our love for one another. We've lost our regard for life itself. We don't care if our neighbors are hurt anymore. And I'm speaking generally because I know some of you absolutely love your neighbors, absolutely love doing for each other. But it's not just that. We have gone so far away from the Word of God now that it's scary to those of us that are watching, because we have family members that are still not in the ark of safety. And that ark of safety is only in Jesus Christ, because there's no way, no other way to the Father except by Him. There is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved except Jesus Christ. We cannot be saved by Buddha. We will not be saved through Muhammad. We cannot be saved by the philosophies of John Smith. We cannot be saved by Hare Krishna. We cannot be saved by any of the other gods or goddesses or whoever you proclaim, or if you proclaim nobody and say there is no God. There is no salvation in any of that. You cannot rely on your intellect, because the God of this world has blinded, amen, the inhabitants of the earth so that they cannot see the glorious light of the gospel. So I am here tonight delivering the gospel to you, delivering the Word of God so that you can reconsider your position, because you want your positioning to be a strategic one. You want it to be one whereby you will be safe and you can bring your family into safety. And I know that is what all of us want. We want our lives to be safe. We want our families to be safe. We want to live in peace. But the only way we can do that is being in right fellowship with Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's read the word. In 2 Joel, Joel is the prophet of God, and it reads, and this was a prophecy that he was speaking to the household of Israel. Amen. And please, I'm actually reading this on my computer, so please bear with me, because as I move it, sometimes it skips a little bit. So bear with me. I'm reading this from the Modern English Version. I thought it might be a little bit easier for you to understand. The Modern English Version is was actually made, I believe, in 2014, and it is a remake of the King James Version. Joel 2, the day of the Lord. Blow the ram's horn in Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. All the inhabitants of the earth will tremble, because the day of the Lord has come, because it is near, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness, like blackness spreading over the mountains. A great and mighty army comes, such as was never before and will never be again, even through the years of all generations. Before them fire devours, and behind them a flame blazes. The
land is like the Garden of Eden before them, but behind them a desolate wasteland, and nothing escapes them. They have the appearance of horses, and like cavalry they run. As the sound of chariots, they leap on the mountaintops. As the sound of flaming fire consuming stubble, as a mighty army arrayed with war. Before them, peoples are tormented. Every face turns pale. Like mighty men, they run. Like men of war, they scale a wall. Each marches on his way. They do not swerve from their path. They do not jostle one another. Each marches in his track. Through the weapons, they plunge. They do not break rank. They rush on the city. They run on the wall. They climb up into houses. They enter through the windows like thieves. Oh, dear God. Before them, the earth quakes. The heaven shakes. The sun and moon darken. And the stars withdraw their radiance. The Lord has sounded his voice before his army, for his camp is exceeding great. Mighty is the one who accomplishes his word, for great is the day of the Lord, and very awe-inspiring. Who can endure it? My Bible says, return to the Lord. And that is the call that I'm making tonight. Return to the Lord. If you've not known him at all, come to Jesus. He's calling to you right now. The door is open. Come to Jesus. Verse 12. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your heart and not your clothes. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. And he relents from punishing. Who knows? He might turn aside and relent. And he might leave behind a blessing, a grain offering, and a food offering for the Lord your God. Blow the ram's horn in Zion. Consecrate a fast. Call a sacred assembly. Gather the people. Consecrate the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children and those nursing at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Between the temple porch and the altar, let the priests and ministers of the Lord weep and say, have pity upon your people, and do not make your heritage a disgrace, a mockery among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Then the Lord became jealous for his land and took pity upon his people. So the Lord answered and said to his people, here, I am sending you grain, new wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied, and I will never again make you a disgrace among nations. I will remove the northerner far from you, and I will banish him to a dry and desolate land, those in front to the eastern sea, and those in back to the western sea, and his stink will rise, and his stench will rise, and he has done great things. Do not be afraid, land. Exult and rejoice, for the Lord has done great things. Do not be afraid, beasts of the field, because the wild pastures flourish, because the trees bear its fruit. The fig tree and the vine yield their abundance, and children of Zion, exult and rejoice in the Lord your God, because he has given you the early rain for vindication. He showers down rains for you, the early rain and the latter rain as before. Then the threshing floors will be filled with grain, and the vats will overflow with new wine and oil. And I will compensate you for the years the locusts have eaten, and the larval locusts, and the hopper locusts, and the fledgling locusts. For the great army which I sent against you, you will eat abundantly and be satisfied. And you will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has worked wonders for you. And my people will never again be shamed. Then you will know that I am in the midst of Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and that there is no other. And my people will never again be shamed. The outpouring of the Spirit, verse 28. And it will be that afterwards I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Then your sons and your daughters will prophesy. And your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions. Even on the men servants and maid servants, in those days I will pour out my spirit. Amen. I'm going to stop right there. Glory to God. The Lord is speaking. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that your ears be opened and that every enemy, every distraction be removed, that you be able to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Amen. I'm going forward into the New Testament now. I want you to keep in mind those words that I spoke because they're going to come up again. Glory to God. Those same words in the Old Testament will come back up again in the New Testament as they begin to come to pass. These are the last days. Remember that these are the last days. Time is running out. Amen. Time is a created source by God. Amen. And it is running out. Amen. Because Jesus is coming again. So our time to make up our minds is running out. But the Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all, and that all should come into repentance. He is not looking to punish anyone. Hell was actually created for Satan and his angels, those fallen ones. It was created for them, but also for the children of disobedience. Amen. So the word is coming to you today that you not be counted among them, that you be counted among the righteous, among those that are called out, the ecclesia, the called out ones. Amen. We want to be able to number you among the called out ones. Amen. That's why Jesus came, that our alienated relationships would be healed. Amen. That he said he came that we might have life and that more abundantly. He came to deliver us from the second death so that we did not have to endure the second death in eternity. Because all of us are going to an eternal destination. Amen. It's either going to be heaven or hell. And it doesn't matter if you believe that or not. But my hope is that you will shake yourself today and allow the Spirit of the Lord to move in your heart and hear his words. Amen. Because the Lord himself wrapped himself in flesh and dwelt among us, came through 40 and two generations to deliver us himself, to do that that animals could not do, that sacrifices could not do. He came to do it himself, and he did it once and for all. He made the sacrifice for all mankind that we might be delivered from the slavery of sin. So those of you that read the word and you're so disgusted because slavery is a part of the writings, that was not God putting people in slavery. It was an adverse effect of sin. God didn't call slavery. We did. He is delivering us from slavery. Glory to God. He is the deliverer. He's the deliverer. He's the greatest emancipator that ever was. Jesus is his name. Amen. And before Jesus left the earth, he gave the disciples instructions. He told them that he would not leave them comfortless, that he would send a comforter that would keep them, that would give them more understanding, that would be with them all the days of their life. Amen. That would bring back the words that he had spoken to them, and that would help them to live holy and have a relationship with God Almighty. Amen. And this is where we are in scripture right now. They heeded those instructions, and they went to the upper room, 120 of them, and they waited like the Lord told them to be endued with power from on high, is how it is written in the King James. Amen. But we tonight are in the modern English version. Amen. We're running out of time, so let me go ahead and read. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, this is Acts chapter 2, they were all together in one place, and suddenly a sound like a rushing mighty wind came from heaven, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. There appeared to them tongues as of fire being distributed and resting on each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them to speak. And the King James says, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now dwelling in Jerusalem were Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. When this sound occurred, the crowd came together and were confounded, because each man heard them speaking in his own language. They were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, are not all these who are speaking Galileans? How is it that we hear each in our own native tongue? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia and Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the regions of Libya near Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them speaking in our own language the mighty works of God. They were all amazed and perplexed, saying to each other, what does this mean? Amen. They were so amazed because these are men that were not learned. They were not educated. They had not received education in these other languages. But this was a mighty move of God. This was a manifestation of the Spirit of God that was promised, that comforter, that paraclete, that advocate that he promised would come, that would keep them comforted, that would keep them comforted, amen, when Jesus went back to heaven, amen, and Peter got up and preached the first message he had ever preached, and this is what he said. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said to them, men of Judea and all you who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to my words, for these are not drunk as you have supposed, since it is the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken. This is that was spoken by the prophet Joel. Remember, we just read it. In the last days it shall be, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. Even my men servants and maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. Amen. I'm going to stop right there for a minute. Glory to God. Remember, we just read that in the book of Joel in the Old Testament. And here we are thousands of years later in the New Testament. And he is proclaiming that it was the last days. And this was back in the days of the very beginning of the church, amen, when the Holy Spirit, amen, came among men. This was the beginning of the ecclesia, the called out ones. This is a new dispensation of grace where God has given us his unmerited favor, where he's given us an opportunity to know us in a greater capacity, in a way that we never have before. Now all of us have the opportunity to have a relationship with God Almighty. And not only that, it's a mandatory thing if you want to have life in that more abundantly. If you want to live a life that's actually free and actually you have liberty and you want to be out of slavery and outside of bondage and delivered from bondage, it's the only way is to receive him. Amen. This is salvation. Today is the day of salvation. These are the last days. Amen. Peter continued to preach. Amen. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth was a man attested to you by God with powerful works and wonders and signs which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves know. You have taken him, who was handed over to you by the ordained council and foreknowledge of God, and by lawless hands have crucified and killed him, whom God raised up by loosening the pool of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. For David says concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore, my heart was glad and my tongue rejoiced. Moreover, my flesh will dwell in hope, for you will not abandon my soul in Hades, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of joy with your presence. Brothers, I may speak confidently to you concerning the patriarch David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. But being a prophet and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him that his seed, according to the flesh, he will raise up the Christ. Through his seed, he will raise up the Christ to sit on his throne. He foresaw this and spoke concerning the resurrection of Christ. that his soul was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. God raised up this Jesus, of which we are all witnesses. Remember, this is Peter speaking. He witnessed it. They saw Jesus, the risen Christ. He dwelt among them for 40 days. He taught them and prepared them for him leaving and promised them that the Holy Ghost was coming back to keep them comforted, amen, and lead them and guide them and even preach for them and through them, just like I'm doing right now by the Holy Ghost. That's what he was doing right there. Therefore, the word says, being exalted to the right hand of God and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this which you see now and hear now. For David has ascended to heaven, and yet he says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Therefore, all the house of Israel assuredly know that God has made this Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Glory to God. Now, when they heard this, they were stung in the heart and said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, brothers, what shall we do? And that's what I'm saying to you. Amen. I'm giving you the answer that Peter gave. Amen. I hope you are saying in your heart, well, what do I do? I hear Jesus is the Lord. He is the Messiah we've been waiting for. He is my salvation. He's the only way that I can be free. He's the only way to escape the things that are happening in the earth. And he's the only way that I can be ready as time is winding up, because these are the last days. Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, the same as they received. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. Jesus is calling right now. Amen. That's why I'm on the radio tonight. That's why you hear my voice, because Jesus is calling. He is calling for repentance. It means to turn away from your sin, turn away from your former thinking, no longer do those things that you used to do. Now, even if you have never read the Word of God before, you know and you have heard those things that are right according to godly standard, because you are probably one of those ones that has said to someone that has proclaimed Christianity, I thought she was saved. Amen. I've heard that so many times, it doesn't make any sense. Amen. From people that don't even know God at all. But see, what you don't understand, amen, is those that make mistakes and are actually followers of God, amen, are covered. They're able to go back and repent to God and not do those things again. And he washes them. Amen. It's not hypocritical to make mistakes. As human beings, we make mistakes, because that same God of this world who has blinded the hearts of men, he is still attacking those that have chosen to live for Christ. The godsend in that is we have the Holy Spirit on the inside. So it fights for us. The Spirit of God fights for us. It covers us. It protects us. It keeps us. Glory to God. And that's the same thing that he will do for you. Amen. Repent. In the name of Jesus, repent right now. Turn your heart toward God. Amen. I'm going to read in 2 Timothy. Hallelujah. It's entitled, The Last Days. It said, know this, in the last days, perilous times will come. And these things are about to sound very familiar to you. Men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, men, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, slanderers, unrestrained, fierce, despisers of those who are good, traitors, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness and denying its power. Turn away from such people. Amen. This was written to the church to warn them of what was to come in the last days. This is the day we are in right now. These are the last days. We are seeing these things happening right now. And the word continues to say, those of this nature creep into houses and captivate silly women who are burdened with sins and led away with various desires, always learning but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Now, as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, and those were those magicians, amen, that Pharaoh had put before Moses to put out the snakes that actually Moses' snake devoured, if you know the word of God. As these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds and worthless concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further, and their folly will be revealed to everyone, even as theirs was, even as Jannes and Jambres was. Because Moses, amen, the Lord God made of the magicians of Pharaoh at that time. Amen. This is just letting you know what is happening around us, those things that you see already, and that the time is winding up. These are the last days. Amen. And this is the day of salvation. The Lord is calling. He is giving you yet another opportunity to say yes to him. And I'm telling you, it is a wonderful thing to walk, amen, to be a follower of Christ. It is a wonderful thing because he leads and he guides, and we have more freedom, amen, than we ever imagined having. You know, people say all the time, there's too many rules, it's too confining, it's too constricting, and those kind of things, but that's foolishness. It's absolute foolishness, because every place in our lives, there are rules of some kind. You live in a nation that we are governed by laws. You live in families that are governed by rules. You work on a job that has policies and procedures that you must follow. So why would you think that you could live for the living God, the Almighty God, Jesus Christ, and have no rules, no guidelines? He is guiding us into his presence. He is guiding us to greater freedom. He is guiding us to life everlasting. He is guiding us to abundant life, even here and now. He is the one that will protect us, that will keep us and provide for us, no matter what happens in the earth. Amen. Everybody else could be living in chaos, and you, as a servant of God Almighty, as the ecclesia, the called out one, will be living in peace. Amen. Let God do it. Turn your heart today to Jesus. He's calling you. These are the last days, and time is winding up. Amen. We don't know when he'll return. Amen. No man knows the day nor the hour, but don't let it be said too late. Amen. Don't try to knock on the door. Amen. When he's already closed it, the door is open to you right now. Amen. And he's given you the opportunity to walk in. Begin to repent. Amen. Just go down on your knees or sitting on your couch or in a chair or wherever you are right now and just begin to confess your sins to the Lord and ask him to come into your life and into your heart. Ask him to wash you of your past mistakes and your past errors. Pick up your Bible and begin to read the Gospels, read about Jesus, get to know who he is. Amen. Read Acts chapter 2. Ask the Lord to fill you with his Holy Spirit. I promise you he will do that. If your heart is sincere, if you believe what the word is saying, if you believe, amen, the prophet on today, he will fill you with his presence. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He came to do just that. Remember, I told you what the word says. It is to you and to your children and to as many as are afar off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. The Lord is calling right now. These are the last days. Repent. Amen. Come to Jesus. He is our only salvation, and the only way to salvation is by him. God bless you. God keep you. God anoint you. Amen. I'll see you next time.